If you get a little cut on your finger, what is the brown liquid?
Iodine.
All right, and tonic that was given for malaria?
Quinine.
All right. A man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he...
He died.
Any veiled ways of saying died?
I don't think I use any. Died is perfectly acceptable to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard passed away
as
a veiled term.
What would blacks say?
I've heard it say passed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty often. I guess that's the... I don't know whether blacks use that as a veiled term or not, to tell you the truth.
How about crude or humorous ways of saying it?
Yeah. He croaked, kicked the bucket, cashed in his chips.
Mm.
I guess that's it.
He's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out
what he died from.
All right. Place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
How about an older name?
Graveyard, I guess.
Is that smaller or is it the same?
Same thing, really.
Okay. Any name for one that's very small? Maybe just a family?
I don't know what I'd say other than just a family cemetery or a private cemetery. When somebody says family plot, to me that just designates the area within a cemetery.
Yeah, yeah. And why about around a church?
I don't know. Just a little cemetery.
Okay. The box people are buried in?
Casket.
Older name?
I guess coffin. I don't hear that used too much, though.
Okay. He was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
People are dressed in black, you say they're in?
Mourning.
What would you say if the women lost control of themselves?
Oh, I don't know. Went to hysterics, I guess. Became hysterical.
Okay. Do you ever hear taking on?
Carried on. Carrying on.
Okay. Would you use that?
I don't think so. I might. There's no telling.
If you meet someone on the street on an average day and they say, how are you feeling? You reply.
I'm fine. Doing pretty well. Feel okay.
All right. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it will come out all right, don't.
Don't worry.
And the disease of the joints is?
Arthritis.
Any other name for that?
I've heard rheumatism, but I don't know exactly what the relationship to arthritis is, if there is one. I just know it's some sort of disease of the joints.
Mm-hmm. So they might be two separate things,
sure,
as far as you know. Or they might be the same thing, as
right,
far as you know. Okay. Very severe sore throat that children used to get?
Diphtheria.
Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. A disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Jaundice. I've heard it called yellow jaundice.
All right. And when your appendix are taken out, you say you've had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Any other name for that? If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, you'd say you...
You had to vomit.
Anymore?
That's a neutral term,
yeah,
to me. Perfectly acceptable.
More polite terms than vomit?
I don't know of any, to tell you the truth.
It's hard to be polite about,
yeah,
the process.
Yeah. I've heard upchuck. I guess people might use that as a veiled term. I don't think I would ever use it. I wouldn't say so-and-so is in the bathroom upchucking. It's a little bit too cute for my taste.
Anything else?
Throwing up. That starts moving into the... That's the slightest bit crude, I guess, to me.
All right.
I wouldn't use that as a neutral term. If I was being a little cute, I might say throw up. Puking. Puke. Definitely. Jocular.
Mm-hmm.
Puking his guts out.
Mm-hmm.
Another joking. He had to go for the big spit. barfed. Again, joking term.
Mm-hmm. Do you still use that?
I might. In a, you know,
mm-hmm,
joking situation.